Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
All right, so Sam, have you ever had a crush on someone?
Yes, of course.
And what was it like to have a crush?
You kind of want to spend more time with the person, want to talk to them, but not sure how to.
Right. So, have you ever said anything to that person?
No, never. And how about you?
Well, when I was young, I was too shy or nervous to tell my crushes I liked them. But now that doesn't really bother me as much. So today, we're going to be learning about a young boy who has a crush on a girl and what he does to tell her that.
Great, let's get started then.
Reading. The Nightingale and the Rose. A student sits in his garden, thinking of the girl whom he loves, his professor's daughter. He had stars in his eyes when she agreed to dance with him all night at the prince's ball. However, he knows that she has one condition. He must bring her some red roses. This has turned out to be more difficult than the student had originally thought it would be. He can only find white and yellow roses. Disappointed, he starts complaining about how sad he is, and a nightingale relates to his sorrows. She admires the fact that he can't bear the thought of not being with the person his heart desires. A little green lizard, a butterfly, and a daisy also hear him crying and start gossiping about how foolish he's being. Why waste tears over a rose, they ask. Yet the nightingale holds love in high regard and believes the student does too. She decides to help the student. So she flies to tree after tree, searching for one that grows red roses.
All right, so today's article is the story of the nightingale and the rose. The article begins by saying, a student sits in his garden, thinking of the girl whom he loves, his professor's daughter. So we're going to start right in with our first vocabulary word today, the noun professor. It's spelled P-R-O-F-E-S-S-O-R, professor. Now in the U.S., a professor is a teacher at a college or university. In a sentence, we could say it like this. Melanie asked her professor for some more time to write her paper.
OK, professor 这个字呢就是教授的意思哦。通常在学校呢你会叫老师 teacher, 不太能会叫教授。因为呢像在大学授课的呢我们才会说 professor 就是教授。例句的意思呢就是 Melanie 请求他的教授给他多一点时间来写报告。Ask 谁什么东西 ,for 什么东西哦表示呢要求或是请求这个人给予什么东西。所以呢我们知道课文里的这个主角呢这个学生呢喜欢的女生是教授的女儿。课文这边呢有一个补充说明的用法哦。主角呢在花园里想这个女孩哪个女孩Whom he loves, 他喜欢的女孩。这边呢用了关系代名词哦。人呢我们用 who 来替代。因为呢 love 后面要加受词所以我们呢使用 whom, 也就是 who 的受词。那后面逗号同位语在补充呢他是教授的女儿。各种错综复杂的介绍呢都在一句里面完成了这个要学起来咯。
So, the student is in love. How sweet. In fact, the article tells us just how much he was in love. It says...He had stars in his eyes when she agreed to dance with him all night at the prince's ball. So here, the student is so in love, he's got stars in his eyes. We're going to take a quick break here to find out just what it means to have stars in one's eyes in today's Shortcut for You.
Shortcut for You.
look really happy, Cindervina.
I am, Pat, the talking mouse. My fairy godmother said I could go to the ball and meet the prince. She gave me a lovely dress and some glass shoes.
Look at you. You have stars in your eyes.
Oh, no. Do they make me look ugly?
Not real stars, Cindervina.
If you have stars in your eyes, you are excited about the future, you think everything will go well, and that you might become successful and famous.
It's true. I have stars in my eyes, which means 得意洋洋的神情，满怀希望的神情。
Well, I hope it all works out. Just be back by midnight.
I will, little talking mouse.
One question. How will you get to the ball?
The fairy said you should drink this. See? Now you are a human. You will be my driver.
I'll be the best driver ever. I could even become a racing driver.
Now who has stars in their eyes?
Okay, stars in one's eyes. 想象一下漫画里面眼睛有星星，是不是很梦幻呢？就是呢，形容呢这个人呢表示得意洋洋、满怀希望的样子，可不是呢被打到眼冒金星哦。
All right, so the students also got something to look forward to. She promised to dance with him all night at the ball. Now, a ball is like a fancy dance, right, Sam?
Yes, ball 呢，你可能知道呢是球的意思。例如呢 ，basketball, baseball 这种球类的棒球、篮球。那跟 dance 跳舞有什么关系呢？哦，原来呢这边 ball 是指舞会的意思，特别指那种呢要穿得很漂亮、很正式的舞会哦，不单单只是一个 party 而已哦。
Now, I've never been to a ball before, have you?
Yeah, it's kind of a ball. It was wedding in Europe, quite fancy, as you said before.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
So, this girl, the professor's daughter, she's not going to make this so easy for the student. Mm. The article also says, however, he knows that she has one condition. He must bring her some red roses.
Okay, however, 转折语气，然而要有条件呢，这个女生呢才愿意跟她去舞会哦。Condition 呢就是状况的意思， she has one condition, 这个状况下才有可能，表示呢有条件的。那呢你也可以说 under 什么样的 condition, 在什么样的状况下，课文就说呢一定要有红玫瑰这个条件才愿意一起去舞会。That doesn't seem so hard to me.
Me neither. But of course, because this is a story, it's probably going to be difficult. In fact, the article says, this has turned out to be more difficult than the student had originally thought it would be. Now, we see the phrase turn out here. It means to happen in a particular way or to have a particular result, especially one you didn't expect. For example,I thought I would be the only person late to work today, but it turns out I was wrong. Joy was late too.
Okay, turn 呢就是转弯了，例如呢 turn left and right, 左转右转。Turn out 往外翻呢就可以引申为结果怎么样，事情 turned out to be 怎么样，可以接形容词在后面。或者是呢你可以说 turned out that 加上一个子句，你也可以换成 end up 也是结果怎么样的意思。那刚刚例句就说呢，我以为呢只有我迟到，结果呢我错了， Joy 也迟到了。
Next, we saw the adverb originally. It's spelled O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L-L-Y, originally. Originally is used for things that happened in the beginning before other things might have happened to change them. For example, Lewis originally thought I was from the U.S., but then I told him I was actually from Canada.
Okay, originally, 副词呢表示原来，原本最初的时候是怎么样。那呢你也可以代换成呢 at first, 或是呢 in the beginning, 刚开始最开始的时候怎么样。那呢它的形容词 original 就表示原本的，也表示呢原创的，奇特的。那名词呢 origin 就表示起因起源。用到呢 originally 呢本来呢表示呢这个句子通常后面呢会有转折。例如例句说呢 ,Louise 原本以为呢 Aaron 是美国人，但其实呢他是来自加拿大哦。
Okay, let's find out why finding red roses is so difficult. The article says, He can only find white and yellow roses.
This girl seems really picky. What's wrong with yellow or white roses?
Nothing, in my opinion, but I agree with you. I don't know why she needs red roses, but let's get back to the story. The article says, disappointed, he starts complaining about how sad he is, and a nightingale relates to his sorrows. Now, we see the phrase relate to somebody or something here. It means to feel that you understand someone's emotions or problems. For example, Joseph has a hard time relating to children, so I don't think he should become a kindergarten teacher.
Relate to 呢就是连接的意思，连接到什么东西。如果呢你 relate to someone, relate 到一个人身上呢，就好像阿凡达呢用头发接上一样，就表示呢你感同身受，理解呢对方的感受。看一下例句哦，我觉得呢 Joseph 不应该当一个幼稚园老师，为什么呢 ？He has a hard time， 表示 it is difficult for him， 对他呢来说非常难哦。我们后面加 ving， 和小朋友沟通对他来说呢很难。Relate to children 表示呢和小朋友有连接，就是了解小朋友和小朋友。可以沟通相处。
Now we also saw the noun sorrow here. It's spelled S-O-R-R-O-W, sorrow. A sorrow is a feeling of great sadness. For example, we expressed our sorrows to Clara after her father died.
Sorrow 这个字呢就表示悲伤的意思，就如同刚刚 Aaron 所说呢 great sadness 很强大的悲伤，非常重大的悲痛的意思。所以呢这个字除非真的有什么天灾人祸让你非常的难过，不然一般日常生活对话不太会用到。一般呢说要形容很难过呢，我们可以用 sad 就可以了。那刚例句就说呢，在他父亲过世之后呢，我们向 Clara 表示呢我们的悲痛。
Now the nightingale, which is a bird, seems to understand the student. The article also says, she admires the fact that he can't bear the thought of not being with the person his heart desires.
OK, 我们知道 that 呢可以当做关系代名词使用，后面加上子句呢一样是补充说明，但这边呢的补充说明呢更像是我们之前学过逗点什么样这个同位语的用法哦。当我们看到呢像是 fact,Belief, idea, problem, feeling, dream 或是 message 等等这种表达事物概念的名词呢，我们呢可以在后面加上 that， 再加上子句来修饰我们前面说的这个是一个什么样的概念哦。特别注意呢，这个时候 that 不可以省略。例如呢，我们课文里面 the fact that 后面子句呢，就是说这个事实是什么样的事实。我们再造一个句子 ，I have an idea that we should start our own business。我有一个点子，什么样的点子呢 ？That 后面就用来形容了，我们应该开始自己的事业。那注意到这边的 that 呢，就不能够省略喽。
Now we also saw the verb desire here. It's spelled D-E-S-I-R-E, desire. When you desire something, you want something very much. For example, we could say,On the last day of classes, the students desire nothing more than to be done with school for the summer.
Desire 呢就是想要，你可能呢想到另外一个字 want， want 也是想要的意思，但是呢 desire 比起 want 呢更加强烈哦，也就是我们中文说渴望的感觉。例句呢就说在上课的最后一天呢马上就要放假了，学生们渴望赶快结束可以放暑假咯。Nothing more than 就是没有比后面接的子句更怎么样，就表示呢最怎么样最想要的意思。
So this nightingale feels very bad for the student. Maybe she used to love another nightingale. However, some other living things hear the student. The article says, a little green lizard...A butterfly and a daisy also hear him crying and start gossiping about how foolish he's being. So let's check out this verb gossip. It's spelled G-O-S-S-I-P, gossip. When you gossip, you talk about other people's behaviors or private lives without including those people in the conversation. For example,Rachel got mad when her classmates started gossiping about the clothes she wore to school.
Gossip, 八卦，说长道短的意思。它呢可以当做动词，像我们课文呢跟例句哦。它也可以当名词，就是一则八卦，这个小道消息、传闻的意思。那呢例句就说呢 ，Rachel 很生气哦，她班上同学讨论她穿什么衣服。当然呢，这个讨论是在你背后，那才叫做八卦 gossip。
Now, I hate when people gossip, but sometimes it's really easy to do, but you should always try not to.
I know, it's not healthy, but sometimes it's so hard not to gossip.
Mm-hmm.
It's like finally something exciting in your boring daily life.
Except it's other people's daily lives. All right, so the lizard, the butterfly, and the daisy, which is the name of a flower, are all gossiping. The article says, "Why waste tears over a rose?" they ask. Now, we see the noun tear here. It's spelled T-E-A-R, tear, and it's a drop of salty liquid that comes out of your eye when you're sad. For example, the mother wiped her son's tears away when he finished crying.
Tear 呢就是眼泪的意思哦。例句呢就是说妈妈在她儿子哭完之后呢帮她擦掉眼泪。擦眼泪呢我们用动词 wipe。眼泪呢就是哭哦，哭就会有眼泪，所以 cry 哭泣这个动词呢就跟它脱不了关系。例如呢，我们有一个说法，我们说 burst out crying 开始大哭，一样的说法呢，你也可以说 burst into tears。那补充一下呢 ，tear 这个字也可以当做动词，它会念 tear， 念法不一样哦，但跟哭一点也没有关系，是拆开的意思哦。例如呢 ，tear things apart， 把东西拆开分解，差很多，要特别注意喽。
Now, the other animals and flowers might not think much about the student's love, but the nightingale does. The article says, "Yet the nightingale holds love in high regard and believes the student does too." Now, the phrase "hold somebody or something in high regard" means that you respect someone or something very much. For example,Samantha holds her mother in high regard and wants to be just like her someday.
Okay, hold somebody or something in high regard 就表示呢非常重视。课文这边呢就说夜莺呢非常重视这段感情，看得非常重，而且呢他相信这个学生也是哦。So what she's going to do?
Well, the article tells us she decides to help the student.So she flies to tree after tree, searching for one that grows red roses.
I wonder if she'll find one.
Well, we're going to find out, but not until the next day.
Okay, let's finish up now by going to our For You Chat then.
For You Chat.
All right, so it's time for our For You Chat.Sam, have you ever given someone you liked a gift? And how did they respond?
Yes, of course, I have given someone I like a gift. Of course, they respond like they are really surprised, they are happy.
Okay.
But I'm not sure it's like fake or real. I have to say I'm not really a good gift giver.
Okay.
Because I normally give something like I like instead of something
they might like.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's something to think about changing, Sam. Think about the person you're giving the gift to.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that I probably have. I don't really remember if I've ever done this or not, but I don't see why I wouldn't, especially now that I'm older. I'm not shy about these things.
Okay.
So. If I can't remember, I guess then nothing's ever really gone badly for me.
Okay.
Which means
that's good.
That's probably a good thing. So I guess I don't have any bad memories, so it must have gone well.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Well, what about you guys? Have you guys ever given someone you liked a gift? And how did they respond? If you haven't, would you give someone a gift? Why or why not? Talk about it with your friends and your classmates. But for today, that's all we have time for English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Nightingale and the Rose. A student sits in his garden, thinking of the girl whom he loves.His professor's daughter. He had stars in his eyes when she agreed to dance with him all night at the prince's ball. However, he knows that she has one condition. He must bring her some red roses. This has turned out to be more difficult than the student had originally thought it would be. He can only find white and yellow roses. Disappointed, he starts complaining about how sad he is, and a nightingale relates to his sorrows. She admires the fact that he can't bear the thought of not being with the person his heart desires. A little green lizard, a butterfly, and a daisy also hear him crying and start gossiping about how foolish he's being. Why waste tears over a rose, they ask? Yet the nightingale holds love in high regard, and believes the student does too. She decides to help the student, so she flies to tree after tree, searching for one that grows red roses.
Vocabulary Review.
Professor. The professor is very popular with his students because his classes are always interesting. Originally. Steve was originally going to move to Hong Kong, but he chose Taiwan instead. Sorrow. Many people expressed their sorrow at my father's death. Desire. Tracy desires to find out more about Rick, the handsome new boy in her class. Gossip. These girls like to gossip about celebrities' private lives. Tear. Tears ran down the girl's face as she saw her boyfriend off at the airport.